You're listening to The Distorted Night Before Christmas, written and produced by Edoc Namelock of WCasting Productions, with music by Masahiko.
Dimension F.
I want to hear a story.
What? Why?
Something for the holidays.
Like a poem?
Yeah, but with action and Santa and reindeer and boom!
Okay. Computer, play Dimensional Echo File, 42A, I guess.
Presentational manner?
Make it rhyme, like a children's poem.
Now playing Dimensional Echo File, 42A. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the dimension, not a creature was stirring, well, none worth a mention. Closed signs were hung in all the store's windows, so the owners could be with their spouses and kiddos. Back at home, Elise was snuggled safely in bed, while her dreams started a-brewing in head. Parker was finishing his patrols for the evening, finally convinced that no evil was scheming. When down in the alley, there arose such a clatter.
This is much too odd for some old raccoon matter.
Away to the corner, he flew like a flash. He backed into the shadows and peered over some trash. On the ground had landed a plump little man, rubbing his rear with a mitten-warmed hand. He grumbled and moaned and let out a sigh, then pushed himself up to give standing a try. The moon with the alley floor covered with snow caused the area to light up with a dim silvery glow. When the plump little figure turned up towards some light, Parker's eyes widened like saucers.
This just can't be right.
He was dressed all in red, and his eye had a twitch. Parker knew from experience it was good old Saint Nick. Nick brushed off the snow from his jacket and trousers, and looked towards the sky.
That hijacking blue bastard! Come Dasher, come Dancer, hear me Prancer and Vixen. Please Comet, please Cupid, I'm down here, Donda Blitzen. I'm at the corner of Port Street, an avenue wall. Come and get me, you morons, we're making no progress at all!
Santa fell to the ground and let out a sigh as Parker rubbed his chin.
Did he say hijacking blue guy?
It's simply no use.
He grumbled in fear.
It looks like Xmas just won't come this year.
Then in a twinkling, Santa stood to his feet to see the sleigh land on a roof down the street.
Hey, that house belongs to little old Stan. At least they're sticking to the path and the plan. I'll just jump ahead a few homes down the list.
Santa stormed down the street, tightly clenching his fist. Meanwhile, the sleigh was beginning to move, with the blue thing clinging to one reindeer hoof. Parker watched as it moved to a house down the way.
I gotta catch that thing, and win back Santa's sleigh.
The cold didn't faze him, he even felt merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. He leapt on his feet and dashed through the snow. He maneuvered on ice like an all-season pro. He arrived at the home in just no time flat. He went up the roof where the reindeer were at. The blue creature was sifting through Santa's pack, destroying some toys before putting them back. The creature was stubby with a little round belly that shook as it gnawed like a bowl full of jelly. It suddenly stopped sifting and lifted its ear and snarled out of anger more so than fear. It got to its feet and turned like a flash, bore pearly white fangs and got ready to trash. But before it could make its first great attack, the sleigh jerked and the creature fell to its back. Parker gripped its neck and gave it the eye, but the reindeer took off into the sky. As the sleigh angled up, he lost his good footing. He fell to the seat and the pack began scooting. The creature shook free as Parker grabbed for the bag and leapt to a reindeer, causing one side to sag. Parker secured all the toys and grabbed hold of the reins and jerked at the side that was causing the strain. The little thing stumbled and quite nearly fell. A jingling arose from each tiny sleigh bell. They quickly descended on another small house, no louder than a tiny scampering mouse. The blue creature stumbled out onto the roof. Parker lifted his leg and gave it the boot. It fell quite a ways and into the snow that covered quite smoothly the ground down below. It got to its feet, then scampered away as Santa approached to take back his sleigh.
I knew I could count on my team to arrive. glad to see that not one failed to survive.
Santa climbed to the roof, gave Parker a smile, reached into his sack, which seemed quite a while. He pulled out two gifts that were wrapped very neatly, and gave them to Parker, who accepted them meekly.
Thank you, Santa.
One for Elise and the other for you. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got work to do.
Lana, what are you doing? Hey, don't push that key! It'll screw things up! Do you see? Do you see? Well, I guess that's the story. Now turn out the light.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Listening to WCasting Productions, The Distorted Night Before Christmas, written and produced by Edoc Namelock. The cast is, in order of appearance, Juliana as Lana, Cassie as Achika, Lou as a computer, Edoc Namelock as Parker, Matt Correa as Santa, and also featuring the voices of Regan Serrato as Elise and Azura Snarp. On behalf of everyone in WCasting Productions, we wish you a happy holiday season and a wonderful new year.